Jacob. Neurofibromatosis type 1. Meet Jacob. I first met Jacob in California at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. Jacob's tumor is located on his optic nerve, so unfortunately they cannot operate on it for fear of blinding him. They are monitoring its progression, however. When I met Jacob, I was immediately struck by how confident and outgoing he is. His dream to be a motocross racer seemed to be very attainable for him. Jacob has an unconquerable spirit, and I have no doubt he will accomplish great things. In fact, he already has.
A Good Day for Victory, Jennifer A. Nielsen. Jacob! Jacob! What had been a steady chant grew to a roar when Jacob's bike rolled into Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium had hosted supercross races before, so Jacob wasn't surprised to find himself surrounded by 50,000 screaming fans. He also expected the 500 truckloads of dirt that built up the jumps that would send his bike 30 feet into the air. Jacob planned to stay attached to his bike for all of those jumps, if he was lucky. But this year's race was different. It was Dodger Stadium's first ever mega supercross, with a final lap designed to challenge the best racers in the world. Jacob barely dared to look up at the final track, so maybe it scared him just a little. But it scared him in the best way possible. His heart pounded with every second he had to wait to begin. Jacob revved the engine as he smiled at the crowds. This would be a tough race, no doubt. But he'd fought battles harder than this before, and won. Yeah, he knew how to win. 20 other racers were here today, but as Jacob looked around the stadium, the signs being held by the fans all had his face on them. Everyone knew his name. They had all come to see him ride. Colored flames burst around the stadium, signaling the countdown for the race. If it was possible, Jacob's heart beat even faster than before. This was the moment he had dreamed of for years. When he was younger, and things were at their hardest, Jacob used to close his eyes and think of the sharp smells of dirt and gasoline, the sound of the cheers and bike engines blurred together in his ears, and the rush of blood through his veins told him that